Last Word on Today FM.
Time for the last word in TV and streaming. Elaine Burke and Joe O'Shea are with us as ever. And we're going to concentrate today on the programme that so many people are talking about that came out on Netflix just over a week ago. And I can't remember the time. You talk about must-see TV that as many people have told me you must watch Adolescence. If you're not familiar with the story of what Adolescence is, here's some of the trailer which highlights some of the issues raised in this Netflix show.
That's police! What are you looking for? You're making a big mistake!
Dad!
He's only a kid!
Dad, I haven't done anything!
He's a good kid, Jamie. I want you to listen carefully. I'm going to start off with asking you.
Do you know a girl called Katie Leonard? Yeah? Describe each other as friends then.
Is she dead then?
Why would you ask her?
So do you think it would be okay if we speak about it?
I haven't done anything.
You're a good dad, a great dad.
You're not getting it. Am I not getting it? Dad, you're not reading what they're doing. It's a call to action by the manosphere. 80% of women are attracted to 20% of men. You must trick them because you'll never get them in a normal way.
That's some of the trailer from the Netflix show Adolescence. Elaine Burke, we try and avoid spoilers for people, but I think we can say that the story is about a 13-year-old boy who's accused of murder. Yeah. And it's played out over four episodes, which are extraordinary, all done in a single shot, which technically is quite brilliant. And it's incredible acting, but it's a tough watch.
It is, yeah. I think particularly parents are finding it very hard to watch. And some of them are coming across the raising of issues for the first time. Some of them are coming across the phrase incel for the first time through this show. And it doesn't dwell too much. I mean, it's very well scripted, very well crafted. It actually was the first episode especially was partly inspired by 24 Hours in Police Custody. And you get that kind of tone to it where it feels very real when they're in the police station doing an interrogation. And it's all very well realised and has this real grounded sense to it in that you're not kind of taken through everything with your hand held. You are just having to infer certain things. But those inferences are made quite clear as well. They also raise quite pointed issues as well that I think maybe are being missed. There's lots about, like Andrew Tate is name-checked in it and the manosphere is name-checked. But they even kind of speak to like the challenges in schools and in teaching young children now and over-reliance on digital media even in school.
The second episode is set almost entirely in school and it's extraordinary stuff.
That episode technically and in terms of storytelling, I think is the most impressive of the series. There was a scene in it that I could not stop talking about afterwards in terms of how they pulled it off. But it's also what they're trying to point out in that as well. Like you get the stress, it's really stressful to watch it. Like you have these police officers going about this school trying to talk to students and no one respects anyone in this environment. It's really hard to get anyone to speak to them. The teachers are all at a loss of how to communicate with these kids. And you just really understand the struggles day to day that I'd say people are coming up against when it comes to dealing with teenagers.
Joe Shea, we asked you to watch it. How far did you get?
I got to the end of the first episode, or close to the end of the first episode, but I found it really, really tough, hard going, stressful. Technically it looks amazing, but the constant movement of the camera, that makes you kind of feel almost woozy. It adds to the kind of the whole disconnected kind of feeling to what everybody is going through. And I really, really struggled with it, to be honest with you. And I know it's important. I know it's addressing very important issues. I don't think I'll be able to stay with it, because I know from talking to people that episode one is actually a relatively easy jumping off point, and it just gets tougher and darker and harder and more stressful as it goes on. And I'm not in the headspace at the moment to watch that.
You see, I thought it was almost era-defining in a sense that in the way that for other, you know, our generation, Joe, we grew up with things like Boys from the Black stuff and things like that, which told us about what things were like at that time. And this is possibly in its own way doing the same thing. This is great British drama, albeit not something on ITV or BBC, but done by Netflix.
Yeah, well, I mean, 24 million people watch it in the first week, you know. So it's and it's been a hit in the States. It's been watched all over the world. It's been watched, and you're right, it is era-defining because it deals with some of the most important issues facing our children at the moment and our society. And the fact that in the first week that it's out, it's been mentioned in the Irish, in the Dáil, it's been mentioned in the British Parliament, you know, not just mentioned, but actually held up as an example of what we need, the discussions we need to be having, and the problems and the issues that are facing us, that shows the impact that it's having. It's extraordinary. I mean, don't get me wrong, I will eventually watch it. I'm just, you know, this is strange. It's the Chernobyl, you know, and that was the first series that I couldn't watch, and I tried to watch it.
That was brilliant.
Yeah, it was brilliant, but I tried to watch it at the very start of the lockdowns. I was like, right, I have a load of time in my hands, so I'm going to watch this. And I just found it, and maybe it was the time that I was trying it as well, I found it so hard. And I think this is why shows like Ted Lasso do so well as well. I can't handle adolescence at the moment. I'm sorry, I know it's important, but I just can't handle it.
Well, you're going to have to handle a little bit more audio from it now, because I've got to play a couple of pieces from it. This is, again, and you say the first episode was a soft launch. I'm not so sure. This is the scene in the police station after Jamie, played by the young actor Owen Cooper, has been arrested. And Stephen Graham, who co-wrote and created this show as well, he stars extensively in two of the episodes. He features prominently in this clip.
I'm going to have to ask you to take your clothes off.
Rolling.
I need to conduct a strip search.
Was that necessary?
Afraid so.
I'm not too sure about it, mate.
But there is a chance that he may have concealed things on or around his body.
He wet himself early, and also he changed his undies and his pants.
I understand, Mr. Miller.
No, he changed his
Mr. Miller
and everything.
Mr. Miller, I understand, but this is a serious offence. Okay, I've got scratch marks on his left arm. I need to make sure that there's no other cuts or bruises that we need to be aware of.
I think this is a bit serious as well, don't you? I mean, how would you have felt if you were 13 and your two grown men looking at your bits?
I wasn't accused of a crime.
That's it, though, mate. Accused. He hasn't been found guilty. He's been accused. Can you not do anything about this?
I'm sorry. They're entitled to underpace. Mr. Miller, I promise I will be very careful.
I don't know you from Adam, mate.
Mr. Miller,
We need to cooperate with this. Is something else worth mentioning, I think, Elaine. The acting throughout is just superb in this.
Yeah, and that kid, Owen Cooper, it's his first time acting. He's already been cast in another role, and he said it's going to be interesting for him to work in something that's not one shot, because that's now his only experience of acting, is this very complicated choreographed one shot technique. They did an open search. He's not, you know, an actor by trade or anything like that. He was, like, you know, joined some drama classes as a kid, and they were specific in casting quite a young actor. He was only 13 when he was cast. I think he's a little bit older now. Well, obviously, he's a little bit older now. But I think that was good as well, because, like, you really get a sense of Jamie's vulnerability as well. And also when he is getting more aggressive, it's actually scarier, because he really does come across as a 13-year-old boy. And the feeling of what would you do in that situation is really well realised in it. He's actually... I think he's incredible. And they had a child psychologist on set as well, because it was quite hard for him to do some of the scenes here and some of the storyline, because it's very heavy-handed.
Episode 3, and this is, we're going to play a little bit the end of the interview in episode 3. This is not a spoiler alert. I mean, you can play little bits and pieces, I think, and not detract from the experience of watching the 4 1-hours. And this is towards the end of the interview in episode 3 between Jamie and the forensic scientist Briony, played by Erin Doherty, who is extraordinary in this. There's a language warning in this, because Jamie has just asked her if she likes him.
I was here as a professional.
No, don't you think like that then?
My job was to assess.
Because I like you.
As a professional.
Not like that, not fancying you. Just as a person.
Okay, so come on.
Don't you even like me a bit? What did you think about me then? Don't you dare!
Hey!
Don't even like me a bit!
Jamie, come on, man, please. Oh, this. Jamie.
What do you think about me then?
Okay.
Tell him I got him all right! Tell him I got him okay!
Okay, yourself, okay?
Stop with that!
Please,
right.
Jenny, calm down, okay?
I'm all right! I'm okay!
Okay, listener comments. We watch adolescents with my teenage daughters aged 13 and 17 over two nights of the weekend and open conversations, which I'm glad we've had. It was so real and it definitely had an impact on them and has made us think and talk about real dangers which our young people may face. It's a brilliant show and so well done. Billy says the school scene is super real. I worked in a large comprehensive school in the UK for 9 years. It was a very realistic representation. I'm back in Ireland several years. It is different here, though there are some similarities. As a guidance counsellor, I would also comment that most pupils are well aware of Andrew Tate and his theories. However, many wouldn't admit that at home. And Joe, I have to say, there are quite a few people saying you need to man up and watch this.
Yeah, I understand. Listen, I get that, you know. And I think people, you know, I'm probably in a minority here. I just, like I said, it's I find it difficult at the moment because it's such a tough watch, you know. And even from those clips you're playing there, and from talking to other people who tell me about episode two and as it goes on, I think I watched the first episode. I'll need a couple of weeks, and I will watch it. It's just a hard watch.
So it is, but it's essential viewing. It is one of the most extraordinary things I've watched in a long time.
I think what that listener said, though, about starting conversations is the most important outcome of this. Like, watching it is really the avenue for that, because the best result here is that people start talking to teens and having them open up about their experiences here.
Have we other picks of the week?
Much more lighthearted. Yeah, because a palate cleanser after adolescence that people might need. And I do agree with where Joe is coming from. It's not something for binge watching. But on Apple TV from Wednesday, we're going to have The Studio, which is something I've already recommended, like a Hollywood satire before. Hopefully this is much better than the franchise.
Most Hollywood satires do not work well, Elaine.
Yeah, okay, that's true.
Because you picked the last one as a recommendation,
no,
I think.
Me.
I think Joe did as well.
I did as well, yeah. It was terrible.
But I'm going to try again. This one is getting rave reviews. I haven't seen it before I get in trouble if it is bad, but it's written, directed and starring Seth Rogen as a newly appointed head of Continental Studios and navigating tensions between corporate greed and creative freedom. I'm sure there will be navel gazing and the valorization of cinema of the old days, but it genuinely does look funny. Got incredible guest stars because it's got that Apple TV prestige. Catherine O'Hara, Catherine Hahn, Brian Cranston, Martin Scorsese as a guest star. And yeah, I think it might be a nice light-hearted palate cleanser. Even if you don't like it, it'll at least be a lot more fun to talk about.
Okay. Hey, you actually, I know it's not your pick of the week, Joe, but you like Dope Thief. You've seen a few episodes of this on Apple.
Yeah, I like my hard-boiled crime drama. So I can take difficult watches sometimes. I would recommend Dope Thief. It's really good. It's Ridley Scott produced. It's about two guys in Philadelphia, petty criminals. They knock over kind of small-time drug dealers pretending to be DEA agents. It's a good scheme, except they hit the wrong crowd and it goes really badly very, very quickly. It's a really good watch if you like your hard-boiled crime dramas.
Okay, actually, there are listeners defending you as well. Listeners saying, I'm sorry, but if someone says they aren't in the headspace, why can't we accept that? How good is it that Joe can speak to that so openly? Being able to say no is really good. And I also had used the phrase, which came in a couple of comments, about needing you to man up, which is telling Joe to man up, not exactly what the show is about, masculinity and what society views as masculine, which is a fair point as well. Another one says, I watched Adolescence last week, but couldn't show it to my 13-year-old. Some scenes are far too complex for him to understand. The dynamic between the parents in the final episodes would be stressful for a young teen to watch, I'm sure. I feel it's more suited to more mature teenagers. I can understand that, Deirdre. That's a very, very good, actually, point to make in relation to it. I don't have time. You actually had, I think, as well, the NFL documentary on RT tonight, The Punt. But unfortunately, Joe, we don't have time to get to that. Joe Shea, Elaine Burke, thank you very much for being with us.
The Last Word on Today FM.